Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Because I have no way of putting out that fire.
We shall do our very first campaign to skill challenge.
Oh, shit.
Michael, I dropped my costume.
Now a nude Screech appears?
Yes.
I'm not doing a dowsing rod.
I'm going to investigate the nearest water source. 11.
You look around and you don't see any water.
Oh, boy, that's going to make this hard.
Well, I want to try an athletics check roll, Michael, to pick up a big thing of water.
Okay.
Well, I rolled a 1, Michael.
Can I use an acrobatics check and throw sand on the fire? I got a 7, so I think maybe instead I turn and I try to throw it at the fire, but I pocket sand, like, Screech in the face or something.
That's a 7 total!
Oof.
Alright.
I'm sorry to bury you, but your house is gonna burn down, my dude.
What would I roll to see how big my hog is?
D20.
Oh my god! I'm 4 inches flaccid, 1 inch rock hard, 2 inches around.
Jesus.
You know, this seems like the worst night of my life. Maybe it'll end up being the first night of my life.
That's stupid. That would make you a baby.
Celine seems to be on edge. I haven't quite got more of her vibe, but Barry was quite insistent that he was a cleric of Regnir, not Rhea.
And she didn't call him in or anything.
No, but I think it had a lot to do with him saving Screech and Rourke's life.
So you're saying that she might actually not be a piece of garbage?
And don't you have to do a murder?
Yes.
You are required to murder that guy.
I need to kill Decacog, right?
Because it's night, I'm on patrol. So if I roll an investigation to see if maybe I know that this is happening and I can be on a rooftop nearby.
Okay, alright. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ratma announces a special post-lunch session of beat poetry.
I said give me a couple minutes, Michael!
Michael, I rolled a 17, so don't forget.
We're having a little matinee performance. I mean, Ratma was pretty upset. She had to give out refunds to people because no one showed up to do their performance last night.
Wait, so people paid to come to the beat poetry performances?
Yes.
What do you don't think that was a cash-worthy performance?
So yeah, I mean, the crowd gathers. And, you know, everyone gets real excited and the lights go down. And who's in the room?
Chuck.
What time is it?
It's late afternoon for some reason. I don't remember why.
Just say it's like 7.
Yeah, once you start saying something like 7, you got to tell me what month it is. It gets real complicated.
Yeah, real when does the sun set?
It's late fall.
Oh, late fall, so that'd be dark at 7.
1:45, it's, you know, evening is in 12 minutes.
I would say if it's still, like, not completely late in the evening, then probably still
you're not going to just, like, walk out right when it turns dark and then cock your shotgun and kick down a newsman's
door. Of course not, but I'm just saying. If it started at 7.
Yeah, so let's not have a weird beat poetry to justify your murder. That's worse.
Celine's going to be at the performance, so.
Yeah. But the candles get lit, or I don't know. How do they do a spotlight in ancient times?
Oh.
Not with magic.
Maybe mirrors, like a candle.
Oh, what are those, like, lanterns? Like, bullseye something lanterns?
Like kind of like a lighthouse situation, I would imagine, right? Like, with mirrors and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we see young Rourke on stage.
Mm-hmm.
the other night was thinking that I just might sneak out with a dude that I don't know who he is. Didn't we find ourselves being attacked? I looked for you, but you're nowhere to be found. Now I'm fighting, but I'm failing real bad. Where did you go, and why is a koala here? Beat face, things are dark, falling down, oh shit, that smarts. Things now really suck, telling you we're super fucked. Lying in the grass, feeling like total ass. The other night, I thought that I just might, but ended up almost dying.
That's my daughter. I say to people who have known me for 6 years.
So, is there anything else before night falls?
I'm just casually trying to see if anyone's acting shady, or playing any funny games, or if there's any hot rumors. Because right now, you know, things are quite weird. Mm. But other than the white spire having a candle in it and us seeing movement, we don't have a lot of quote-unquote leads. As far as I remember, as far as Chuck knows. So yeah, he's just gonna do his normal charismatic selves, but focusing in on, is anyone dropping any rumors? Is anyone saying anything out of the blue?
Now, what are you trying to get to the bottom of specifically?
Nothing specific. I'm just listening, baby. And if anything comes up, it comes up. The closest I'm getting to guiding the conversation is like, man, been a wild couple of days, am I right?
Yeah, and everyone is really still kind of fixated on Elwyn. I mean, it was just so shocking
to
come out and see him in the state that he was in. Because it was gruesome, if y'all remember. So yeah, that's what you're... But give me
what are you... persuasion, or just charisma roll or something. I believe Xanathar's. That's what Xanathar's says to do. Maybe? I don't remember. It's carousing, baby. For persuasion at... Level 2, I got a 19.
Bert Nadero, local blacksmith. He's blacksmithing. No, he's not blacksmithing. He's drinking.
Hey, that was a heck of a performance your daughter put on there, buddy.
I know. It was. I didn't know where it was going at first. Two times, in fact, I thought she was going to do sex, and then I thought she was going to blame me for getting attacked. But then it just turned into a beautiful song, I think. I think it's metaphor.
Yeah. Well, whatever it was, I loved it. Hey, how come you never called me back?
Okay, all right. What's calling? I have to go. Come on, you know how it is. It's wow. We see each other every day. Why do you gotta call? You know, I don't like labels.
Oh my God, Chuck is a fuckboy.
Stop saying that.
That's why everyone's whispering behind him. Chuck is such a... That's Rhett Maritmos.
I don't hide... I don't hide my dalliances, and I'm not a secretive person, I say too loudly and defensively. But I'm sorry if you were hurt, and I'm sorry that if my actions did it. I don't want...
You can make it up to me. At some point.
You got it. Okay. Ooh, okay. Cool.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, you seen this weird contraption outside with the wheels and stuff?
Yeah, I don't like it being here.
And the guys with the arms and everything?
Yeah, Decacog, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of weird, but I don't like how much is going down.
I thought that those arms were weird, and they are weird, and maybe they're probably the weirdest thing, but it's like, weird? I saw another thing.
What?
That I thought was less obviously weird.
Bert Nadero, tell me.
Well, there was another gnome, and he was snooping around the temple.
What?
Yeah, a little guy, and he was wearing like a raincoat, and he had like a cigar, and he was just like peeking in windows and stuff.
okay, well, maybe he's part of Decacog's crew.
This person was referenced with one sentence in a previous episode, and I don't think anyone remembered. After Celine crumpled up the, hey, this cleric is bad, and threw it into the thing, that guy popped out of the caravan and went to investigate. But I don't think you would know that.
Yeah.
I'm just for the audience.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was, I mean, you know, it's a temple. You just go inside.
Yeah, it's not wise to snoop in the business of the clerical assort, in my experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there. I mean, gosh.
Yeah, Elantra's not anything to mess Whoa. With. She got a lot of She has more prickly parts than a frickin' bear armadillo. Or a goose upine. Michael, I'm making up new animals.
A baradillo?
A baradillo. Dude, I wanted to say a baradillo. I was thinking armadillo, like, they're smooth as fuck. I give him a free beer and pretzels, which are already free.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Anytime. No hard feelings. And I walk away.
Hey, some hard feelings.
Oh, wow. All right. Anything else, or is night going to fall?
Okay. Every time that there has been an animal person sighting, like the squirrel man or whatnot, where has it been located mostly in town? Has there been one place where that's like, or just kind of everywhere he's been seen?
Where have the drawings shown him?
Oh, what have they shown the squirrel man doing?
Yeah, where is Screech's drawing shown the squirrel man? There was one of him walking away or something, right?
Yeah, the last one was of him walking away, like leaving.
Hmm.
But like other ones, like just very generic crime fighting drawings.
Hmm.
I mentioned I saw him in the alleyway.
Chuck saw him in the alleyway. Most of the posted notices that are like, this man is wanted for crimes against humanity, are around the Goblin Pit and like the, you know, shops around there.
Because the Goblin Pit is kind of like the town square sort of situation.
Yeah,
right?
It's really the center of the town.
So then, since the koala I saw with me, I think I want to kind of like sneak through the town and see if I can find the koala man. Any hint or evidence of him being around anywhere?
Sure, go off alone by yourself in the night.
When do you go?
Let's say
every single one of these nights you've always been killed in this podcast campaign.
Would it be parenthood if you were not worried about your child every day?
It's true.
Yeah. And if I wasn't hiding in the stock room from, you know.
All your spurned lovers. Yeah. Chuck is truly running through the whole town.
When are you doing your search? When are you trying to do your little stakeout?
11:30.
11:30.
Yeah. I don't think that's that late.
Well, we're going to do other things before that.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I think that's very early. I just think that, like, that's not too late. And then only for a little bit.
We have a very strict countdown clock of events.
Yeah.
4 p.m. You did your thing. We sat around for 3 hours doing nothing.
This is going to be the only episode where we're very specific with time. Everything else is extremely ambiguous.
real loosey-goosey. All right, well, Celine, you are going to visit Decacog?
I'm
going to
visit Decacog, but I've got some questions, first of all.
Are you trying to hide? Are you trying to sneak?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was going to be my question. Is there more than one, like, way in and out of the Goblin Pit that's not windows? Is there another door in the back?
There's a back door for sure.
So what happens, we're all hanging out, it's, you know, like in later in the evening, and Celine wildly stands up and is like, yawns, oh, like puts her arms up and is like, well, I'm beat. It's been a hard few days here, actually, she says to the room. I don't know, is Screech in the Goblin Pit right now?
Oh, Screech is staying in the keep.
Oh man, okay, so
I'm eating dinner of like egg alone.
It's a nice egg.
So in that case, Celine makes it a point to maybe Rourke is sitting at the bar right now and Chuck is there as well. And I walk up to them and do my big yawn and say, you know, I think I'm just gonna turn in for the night and try to get some rest, do a little refreshing reading my adept training and
yep. Okay, sure, okay.
All right, well, I hope everyone has a wonderful night. I'm going to bed.
Good night. That was fucking weird.
Sleep goes up the stairs, thump, thump, thump. And then once I'm in my room and the door is closed, then I obviously, number one, set the bed up so it looks like I'm in it.
Cast a Mordenkainen's Magnificent Snoring.
Mordenkainen's Magnificent Honk Shoe. But yeah, no, I do, like, I bet Celine does have a little sleeping hat, like a little cap. She has, like, PJs for sure.
Yeah, it's cold at night.
So she sets the bed up to make it look like she's turned away from the door. The little hat's there. Now this is where now I need to know. So my image of the Goblin Pit is that there's like a second floor where all the like rooms are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way to go from there without going into the main area?
There's the back stairway that the, you know, serving folks use.
Okay, cool. So I want to go there. Mm-hmm. So I let's say that I put on a more like a black cloak over my whole deal, and I've got my hair like fully pulled back, like nothing like super flashy on, just like drab dark. I've got like my and you can't even see my collar either. I've got that covered up with the cloak. So I listen at the doors, make sure no one's in the hallway, crack the door, look out.
Damn, I sure am sleeping. I'm getting a bed, everybody. I'm Celine.
I love this bed.
And as far as time goes, it's before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
You should have said 11:29.
In my mind, it's around, let's say, 9 p.m.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, because you were saying it wouldn't be too late to knock on someone's door.
Yeah, at 9 p.m. That's why I was saying it needed to be before 10.
Got it.
10 is the absolute latest in my mind that you can knock on someone's door. And honestly, 10's pushing it. 9 is better.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, if there's a back stairway,
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of my options here. If I should just walk on down and act like nothing's going on. I guess I'll just do a stealth roll to try to quietly.
Yeah, roll stealth.
Quietly walk down these stairs and see how loud they creak. That's a 20.
Nice.
You are like a shadow.
Perfect.
You make it out of the goblin pit with no one noticing.
Wonderful. Okay. Oh no. Now is a real stressful part of my plan.
Now you just have to cross a little courtyard to get to the wagon.
Yeah, and I'm definitely doing the like quickly walking between things, like hiding behind. But like trying to walk normal when I am walking, but like hiding behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, one more self roll.
One more self roll, that's fair.
Do good.
Uh-oh, that's good. That was less good. That's a 4.
Oh no.
Okay. Screech. You see a cloaked figure who is making their way fairly obviously. like they're trying to sneak.
Well, I'm on the rooftops.
Right, you're on the rooftops.
Is your cloak also is flapping in the wind?
Oh my Damn. God, you have no fucking... There is a full moon positioned perfectly behind me. If like you would only just think to look up.
But evil never looks up. Evil looks down in the shadows, hoping to not be found. But I always see it.
And it's the past. There's no airplanes or nothing to look up at.
And it's the past. There's no airplanes or nothing.
I will follow, hopping from rooftop to rooftop.
All right, well, there aren't a lot of rooftops, but you do hop.
Any rooftops you can find, I'm hopping them.
How close do you want to get?
Do I have like a meter? Is this like a Grand Theft Auto mission where yeah, if I get too close, like Celine's gonna notice me? Is that the situation here?
Huh? What's that? Must have been the wind.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I do think in your current situation, being you're on the rooftops and stuff, I would give you an advantage on a stealth check.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I would definitely try to get... So I don't know who this cloaked figure is yet.
You can do a perception.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, that's great, honestly. 16.
You think it's Celine.
Well, well, well. Where are you going tonight?
I say that in a less creepy way that I can't really think of right now.
Hello, woman. I'm following you.
I'm in the dark.
But
can't get away from me unless you want to.
Can I do a perception check at this point?
Just contested perception rolls back and forth.
Mm-hmm. You are on high alert. So go ahead and roll stealth, Bachman, with advantage, though. Bachman.
What'd you say with advantage?
Not you.
Ah, damn it. I got excited.
Oh, my God. 22. Stuff.
Wait, Celine has dark vision.
I do.
Screech don't.
But I remember how big I said the moon was?
You did say that. You did say that.
You did say
I thought your huge fucking koala head was blocking it, and that's on me. I'm sorry.
My perception was a 16.
Great roll.
Oh, it's pretty good. What you see is a small gnomish man approaching you, wearing a long coat, holding a cigar.
Okay. Is he approaching from the wagon carriage situation?
That general direction.
Okay.
And Screech, you would see this as well.
Okay.
And he goes, hello there, excuse me.
Oh, just the person I was hoping I would see. Not you specifically, but I would love to talk to your boss. I just... You know, the order, we want to make sure that we're checking in with you guys, and I want to make sure that I'm, you know, making myself available to help in any way.
I see.
Can I do a deception roll?
Yeah, go ahead and do a deception roll.
Can I hear this?
Roll perception with disadvantage.
Oh, my deception's so high. That's a 16.
15, Michael.
You can't hear it.
Fuck!
He goes, oh, yes, I understand you just want to help us out. I totally get it. That's why you're coming to our wagon at the dark of night wearing stealthy clothes. I get it. I totally get it. I wouldn't want to
suggest that you're doing anything you shouldn't be doing.
No, things are a little contentious between the Order and the Farhold Trumpeter, and I didn't want any rumors starting out here, so I figured it would just be easier if I came at night and didn't make a big deal of it.
I see. You could have left a note maybe, too. And also, I've heard that things are contentious with the Order and the Priestess of Rhea. I've seen that now and again.
Oh, well, I hadn't heard that, but that's really unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand. You seem like a nice person. Oh, by the way, what is your name? My name's Dictionary Doug. Nice to meet you. And he holds out his hand.
Oh, well, I'm Adept Celine Von Esper. You probably have heard of my family, the Von Espers. I was the firstborn and sent to train.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a very big deal. You're a very big deal down in Farhold. Oh, whoops. Oh, it looks like you got a little ink splattered on your hand here. And he turns your hand sideways and there's a little purple ink on your hand.
Oh.
That's funny. You don't see purple ink very much.
Oh.
And there was a note that was left with us that had purple ink as well. I don't want to make any suggestions.
I borrowed a pin. That's a goblin pin. And it was purple. So, seems like maybe they have a branded pin or something.
They've got purple ones now. I didn't realize because I checked them all today and they were all black.
Well, I think they save their best pins for people who are paying customers. So.
All right. I see. Well, okay, fine. Fine. Can see that?
Yeah, so, I don't want to keep you long. I don't want to keep your boss long at all. It would be just so great if I could just, have a little nightcap, a little cup of tea.
Okay. And what?
And obviously he's like angling herself closer to the wagon now.
Now, because, this tension in the air that between the clerics and the sorcerers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something to it. I think whoever left this note with us, I think they're onto something.
Oh, you think that the priestess is up to something?
Oh, yes, I do indeed.
I mean, did you investigate and find anything out?
Well, I tried. I went in. I paid my respects, and there was a certain door in there that was locked. That is not normal. But maybe they just have some special stuff and some really, really religious Rhea stuff down there. And that's why they're locking it up.
That is generally, they have their, holy items. And so I understand the need to lock things away. But it's a little suspicious if you ask me. And, I would absolutely support you going to ask more questions. And honestly, they stay up pretty late. I think you could probably go over there now.
I did inquire briefly in the way that I do about this door, and the priestess Alondra, Mistress Alondra, was she didn't want to hear anything about it. She was almost as eager as you to get away from the conversations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through HIMSS, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. HIMSS is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. HIMSS provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
From up in the rooftops where I can hear nothing, and this is a long conversation, and I've made no effort to get closer. So it's just...
You can definitely get closer and make another roll if you want, but you'll have to make another stealth check.
But Screech is up there just like, or they're Koala Man. He's up there and he's just scratching his chin, and every once in a while he goes, "What are you up to?"
Anyway,
I threw out the word we. That's... Excuse me, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to do that. I'm just saying if someone were to go into the temple and unlock that door, maybe they would find something down there that would save their bacon when their boss comes looking.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Can I do another, like, perception check? Like, to kind of, like, is he...
Insight.
Or insight. See, thank you.
Yes. Absolutely can do an insight check.
And honestly, it kind of doesn't matter because they're the same number for me.
Beautiful.
15.
He's clearly been snooping a lot. And he's... Everything that he's said to you that is factual, you've been able to connect the dots and been like, yes, that is. So... Everything he's saying is making you believe that he's on the up and up as far as the Alondra stuff goes.
The Alondra stuff. But, like, do I get the sense that, like, he knows my boss wants things to be dealt with? Or is that what he's saying about the boss?
You don't... I mean, it would be wild if he knew specifically, but he seems to be pretty confident that, you know... Bad stuff could happen.
There's some shit going on there. Okay.
Right. Like, maybe in the past, bad things have happened that he's experienced firsthand in other situations.
Okay.
That is the vibe you get with your role.
Well, that sounds very serious, and that's something that I definitely will look into. I don't want to go calling too late at night. I'm already calling pretty late here, and, you know, that... might be suspicious, even if she literally just said they stay up really late at the temple and then you should go there. But she's just gonna act like that didn't happen. So, you know, if I didn't know any better, it seems like you don't want me to visit your boss.
Right, just, you know, this adepts once or twice have, let's just say, made advances that were unwelcome towards my boss, which is why we had to go mobile. And, you know, I just, I'd hate to see something bad happen.
Oh, to me?
To anyone. I'm a nice guy. You know, I just want everything to go great for everyone.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful evening. And Selene turns around and walks away. Do I see Screech on any rooftop?
So, I mean, yeah, you can do another perception check. Screech, do another.
Well, it was bad. It was bad. That was a 5 total, so probably not.
It's a 22.
Okay, so what I do, though, so I walk away, like, back towards, I guess, the goblin pit, but I want to, like, disappear again and then do something. I want to keep my eye on him, though. So I would like, let's say if there's, like, a little corner I can go behind that's, like, sort of, like, I can go down, like, a side street or something.
You go ahead and go around the corner and hide. Roll self.
That's a 13.
Okay, you know, you feel like you've become one with the shadows.
But I would like to peek from there and see if I still see him, like, around.
And you peer out and you see him and he kind of, like, wanders or, you know, he kind of, like, looks back and forth and does a little shrug. And then his head points up towards one of the buildings and he tips his hat. And then walks back towards the wagon, and you look up and you see something move up on the building.
And Selene would probably know what's up because I know what the deal is.
You could probably deduce.
Wait, which building?
Yeah, the little man tipped his hat to you up on the building.
He saw you.
I don't like that. Okay. Well, I was going to, like, slip down the building behind Selene, but I guess now that you're tipped off, I definitely, like, you see me being sneaky, like, trying to slip down. But it's like, I think I'm hidden.
I mean, technically, Selene has not seen you yet.
Okay.
She's making an assumption.
Okay, well, I want to slide down, like, whichever direction Selene is looking, I come down on the other side.
Wow.
Probably not advantage then, right? Because now I'm not on the rooftops anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I rolled 18, so it's fine. 18 plus 7, it's a lot.
Jesus.
25 stealth.
So I, like, Selene's, like, peering, and she, like, realizes suddenly, like, wait, he's gone. Like, I just saw him there.
All of a sudden, there's a shadow cast over you.
I wheel around and see Screech.
Ah!
What was Kowalski still?
I go by Drop Bear now.
It's terrifying. Why are you following me?
You're out awfully late.
Am I not allowed to go for a walk?
No, it's totally fine. That was a weird way for me to say that. It looks like you got business with Desikog.
Yeah. Actually.
What do you want? First of all, can he be trusted?
Can Desikog be trusted? No.
That's what I think too.
He's a bad person. He's a bad man. He tells lies about the Order, and that's not cool.
I know about the lies. He's been spreading lies about a good friend of mine who's not me, the Squirrel Man.
Screech, I know it's you.
Wait, who?
okay, Mr. Drop Bear, whatever.
Yeah, be cool.
What? But yeah, we're on the same side then.
So he's the arms are sorcery and not like technology, right?
You'd have to do a detect magic.
Okay, so he's spreading lies.
Yeah, I mean he's the Farhold Trumpeter is constantly printing awful things about my order that are just simply not true, and I just, it's not okay, and it needs to be stopped, and I was gonna go talk to him to try to convince him to stop doing it, but that guy wouldn't let me go see him. I mean, you've talked to them before, right? Maybe you could get me in with them?
Yeah, and that's all you're there to do is to talk.
Well, of course. Can I do a deception roll?
What? So I need to insight?
Yeah. That would be an insight.
Oh, I rolled bad. 7.
Ha! 20. Total. Not nat. Total.
You don't believe that Celine just wants to talk to him.
You're dressed awfully sneaky for somebody who just wants to talk. Where I come from, people only dress that way when they're out for murder.
Well, is it really... murder, that's... What? What? How dare you? Listen, I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine. There are concerns that are larger than what's going on here. This is for the safety of the entire kingdom, and that's why it's important that I do this. And Slade starts crying.
Drop Bear is super uncomfortable. He's like, no, don't do that. Oh, what if Drop Bear is like, fine, okay, let's go kill him.
Okay, then Slade's like, I mean, this is the right thing. It's like the right thing to do. Like, I have to. Like, if I don't do it, then I don't even know what will happen. I mean, if you don't do what your superior says, I mean, they I would be disappeared.
This can't be the way. Can't be the way to kill anyone who writes something you don't agree with.
Wait, what if it's really bad?
That sucks really bad. Have you thought about writing an opinion column?
Do you think maybe there's a way we could just maybe not kill him, but just make him go away? Just leave here. Like,
if you can prove that he's done something worthy of being killed, then yeah, sure, I'll help you kill him. But right now, it doesn't seem like that's the case, and I can't stand by and let this happen.
Can we frame him for something?
No, I don't think I can stand for that either. I'm a new hero, you see, and I'm really trying to nail down where I draw the line. I'll murder, probably. I'll know the line when I see it.
I just don't know what to do, because I'm in a timeline here, and I need to deal with this, and if I can't, they're not going to let me, or if I can't make it happen that he's dead, then...
I'll destroy his equipment with you if you want.
Oh, that's a good... That's a really good idea. Okay.
I'll fuck with the printing press. That's fine.
Well, awesome. I can put him to sleep and then fuck it up.
Now when you say sleep...
Oh, I mean just actually sleep.
Okay. All right.
My spell, it's totally safe. It's totally safe. I did use it. Several of the goblins did consequently die, but it wasn't from that earlier.
Just put him to sleep in the carriage and then light the carriage on fire, and then it's not you killing him.
I was thinking more along the lines of put them to sleep and slap the horses on the butt and make them run out of town.
That's fair.
So you'll help me destroy their materials, and, well, maybe we do that and we make them leave town and, you know, and warn them in such a way that they won't come back here. But do we have time to do it now? Are you ready for that? Can we do this tonight?
I'm always ready.
And I begin to climb back up the roof, but like pretty slowly. And I'm like, and it's like making a little bit of noise. I'm like, I'm tired.
Okay. So now at this point, can we still from the place we're at, can I see, oh my God, I already forgot. Dictionary Doug. Can I see Dictionary Doug from where I'm at?
Roll perception.
Apparently Dictionary Doug can see me.
Oh my God, I rolled a fucking 1.
Don't do that.
Shit.
You turn to look for Doug and walk right into a wall.
Yeah, bonk my head.
No Doug.
Do I see Doug?
Did you roll perception?
Oh. 9?
No.
I don't have dark vision.
You guys don't see Doug.
Does Doug see us?
I mean, maybe we should just walk around from a different direction, and maybe we'll see him then. But then I can cast sleep on him.
I feel like from the top of the roof, I'd have to be like, what?
Well, I guess we don't see him, then we can just go knock on the door.
Yeah, you could do like hand signals or something. I'm not going to stand right next to you. And I gotta,
right.
I got surprise.
Okay. Well, then honestly, in that case, if I don't see Doug, I'm going to walk towards the carriage again. I'm walking with a purpose.
There you go.
What are Rourke and Chuck doing anything right now?
What time is it?
9? 9:45? It's coming up on 10?
We've never had such an accurate timeline on this show.
Now, is Nika allowed to change her answer from 11:30 to like 10:15?
To like now.
Yeah.
Should I?
Well, because you would look around and you would, you know, it would probably be pretty dead at this point.
Okay. So what has happened is I planned for 11:30 and then I've done everything that I needed to do. I got ready too early. So I'm just sitting in my room on my bed waiting. And so I decide maybe I'll just sneak out a little early. Maybe I'll just go. I will go by the cemetery and I'll get some spooky vibes and then
you're gonna smoke a joint in the cemetery.
Oh my god, that's it, yeah. I'm gonna go get lit with the dead.
The sneakiest episode ever. Roll stealth. Chuck, would you like to see? Are you keeping a close watch on your daughter this night?
No, I will roll with disadvantage because I'm still kind of trying to hide from people. I got an 18. I got a 24 perception. I rolled really, really good on both dice.
You got a 20 and an 18?
Yeah, and I have plus 6 perception.
I rolled a nat 1, so I got 5.
I thought it was going to be funny just to let you leave, and now here we are. Well, if you're in your room is not in the goblin pit, so I wouldn't be able to see you unless...
Is it not?
No, it's
like
behind.
In the basement. Cavern.
The
area.
Cellar.
The cellar.
In the backyard of the goblin pit.
Oh, so you had gone home.
Yeah, because I had to like wash my face and get ready to go smoke a joint in the cemetery.
So I forfeit my super good roll.
Well, Chuck, I guess.
No, I think you should hear it. That's funny. And then I go back to my room and wait till 11:30.
Yeah, maybe like you slam the door way too loud and do a swear. I'm like, huh? Some peeling rutabagas.
All right, so you're out sneaking, looking at rooftops to like try to spot the koala man.
You know, I probably wouldn't look at rooftops. I'd probably go look in trees because that's where I saw him.
Okay.
I'm not thinking about rooftops because he's not a squirrel. All
right. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to give Screech another roll with advantage then.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
And that would be a stealth for you and a perception for Rourke.
22.
I rolled a nat 1 again, so I got a 2.
What the heck? Let's have the other people roll perception now to see if they see Rourke. I just love rolls.
That is a 19.
I'm not gonna roll.
Yeah, you don't get to roll.
Oh my god. 22.
And Rourke, did you roll stealth?
Oh, no. Well...
Oh, you'd have to roll again. I had you roll to sneak out of your house that no one was watching.
Okay, I rolled a 12 plus 4, so a 16 for that.
Nice. Nice job. I do believe that is not good enough, though.
That's fair.
So yeah, you guys know that there's a Rourke out here sneaking around.
I'm literally just holding branches trying to look like a tree.
Don't be suspicious. Yeah. Don't be suspicious. Yeah.
So we see Rourke.
You see Rourke, but she seems to just be sort of wandering or looking at some trees.
I feel like normally I would be concerned about another possible witness, but I don't think she's gonna notice. I think we're okay.
I would definitely be making eye contact from the roof, just being like, it's fine. Just hand waving that away.
I strive a purpose towards the carriage wagon situation.
All right. I would assume that Screech is on the closest rooftop.
Uh-huh. Is there a skylight in this wagon?
Probably.
Hell yeah, not for long.
Oh my god. But it's gnome size, you get your little fanny stuck.
Oh my god, a little plastic out the top! Like Pooh Bear, and he gets stuck in the wall.
Desicog's in there tickling my toes.
There's glass in my bottom. Again! Every single fucking night.
So can I see through like the window of the carriage?
Sure.
Can I cast spells through the window of the carriage?
Depends.
Can I cast sleep?
What are you gonna cast sleep on?
I'm gonna cast sleep on Decacog if he's in there. Whoever's inside of this wagon.
I will peer in the wagon with a perception.
Okay.
Decacog will roll stealth. That was a joke.
Seven.
Can I see anything through the skylight?
Roll perception.
12.
I will say that you definitely see someone moving around in there. That's all you got. And Celine, you don't see shit.
I don't see anything, so I can't cast.
You see jack crap.
I do a bunch of like meaningful hand gestures that we did not agree upon beforehand.
Got my hands up, like, what are you saying? I don't understand. So Celine kind of has a moment where she's like, I can't see. And then you see her just kind of like, and she just knocks on the door.
The door swings open like immediately, really fast. And Decacog is in his squid arms. And he looks at you and goes, what?
Under my breath, while I'm like perched on the rooftop, when I see Decacog through the door, I go,
bingo.
It's a bit late, wouldn't you think?
Well, your manservant wouldn't let me in to see you earlier. I know it's pretty rude for me to show up, but you won't mind if I come in, right?
My manservant?
Your guy. Whatever his name, Dictionary.
You mean Dictionary Doug, the greatest detective in all the land?
Yeah. That's just, I didn't realize he was a detective. He seemed like a guard or something for you.
Yes, there's no detective better.
Well, I am so sorry.
He's the world's greatest. I'm going to keep saying this until Bachman gets mad.
I can't hear the conversation, Michael.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
I mean, he's an investigative reporter.
Right, of course. And actually, you know, that's what I'm here to talk to you about. I mean, do you mind if I just come in and we can just chat? Like, you humans?
I'm trying to get the morning edition out, and I've got a hot one.
Well, you can work while I talk, Celine says, and walks in and closes the door behind her.
I don't like this, not at all.
I just was trying to be helpful. I don't want to put you behind. Please, keep working.
He's working. He just turns around, and you see the big printing press, and
perfect.
All of his arms are like on different levers, and they're pulling, and you can see the papers going by, and you see like the headline, and it's like scandal at the Order.
I'm gonna cast sleep on him the second his back is turned to me.
There.
So, yeah, let me roll all my d8s. Wow, I rolled twice and got the same thing both times. So that is 26 hit points of sleepy sleep.
Nice. Decacog goes limp, and he's basically just being held up by the arms now, and everything stops moving.
Okay.
And then the arms have like a little blue light in them, and it blinks, and it blinks, and then it turns red, and then the mechanism turns around, and you see Decacog completely unconscious, but his arms are moving on their own now, and they're coming right at you. Roll for initiative next week.
Oh my god.
Oh man, Selene has really done it this time.
I'm glad you said next week, because that roll was shit.
You don't want to go ahead and say it, though?
No.
So that we can remember it? Okay.
No.
Wow. Well.
Carry that roll to my grave. which might be next week.
We all knew that we were going to make this guy into the villain, right? Like, it was going to be your fault, right? Like, he's going to have a point when he kills all of us. Like, it's really? We're on his side, right?
I mean, Selena does not have a point. I mean, she thinks she has a point, but is wrong and bad.
Mm. Very true. I mean?
Yeah. Like, she thinks she's doing the right thing.
Well, we only have to kill the arms.
True. Wait.
Wow.
That's gross to think about. I don't like to think about it. But what I do like to think about is... delicious dice that you can win in your house. Frickin' diehard dice. Love those frickin' dice. If you're at the Twitch stream right now, hashtag D&D. D as in Dancy, N as in Nancy, D as in Dancy. And you can go ahead and win some beautiful dice. Maybe. But if you're not able to be on Twitch, or if you're going to lose most likely, then you can go to dieharddice.com and enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark at the end. And you'll get 15% off your entire order. And we get a little kissy. Hashtag ad.
For real, though, anybody in the chat listening... throw this in the episode too. I don't care. I am looking for your gnarliest VHS tapes, and I'm not just talking like, oh, you got a retail copy of like Secret of the Ooze. I want like the shit that like your dad recorded Law and Order, like,
man.
And
yes.
It has like all the commercials and everything. Like, a buddy of mine, to give you a hint of what I'm looking for, a buddy of mine sending me a VHS tape that's like all the like Beavis and Buttheads that he recorded, like with the music videos and stuff.
Holy shit.
And partway through one of the episodes is like 2 minutes of a Casper cartoon. And then it goes back to Beavis and Buttheads.
Hell yeah.
Like, give me the good shit.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Congratulations to D. Martin G. You have won the beautiful dice this week. Congratulations. As we say, we never have favorites, wonderful. But sometimes we sound more excited than others.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. And thank you, Die Hard Dice, once again, as always. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on all sorts of social medias. We're on Twitter at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm on those things at Thrift Dinner.
I'm on those things at Tim Lanning, and be sure to check out my Monster of the Week show with some other rad folks, from a lot of them from Cthulhu and Friends, actually, every Monday night on twitch.tv/geeklyinc at 8:45 p.m. EST. It's fun. We fight ghouls and things, and we have cell phones.
Ooh. You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And you should listen to our other show, Dear Internet, and also be on the lookout, because Tim and I are about to start a new project. I've been doing a lot of research, and we've been doing prep, and it's coming up soon, so keep an eye on our Twitters.
I'm excited.
Oh my gosh.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard, or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. I also have a spicy... site. If you go to the links, come join me over there. It's really fun. I talk to people there and we have a great time. And also support fellow content creators. Yeah, it's a good support your artists you love.
Yeah. You're like a courtesan.
That's so true.
You show a shoulder and that's it.
Sometimes a nape of a neck.
Yeah. Oh,
here's my ankle.
Yeah.
A Cartesian is how I used to say it.
I was trying to think of like a hydrocortisone joke. No,
I mean, that's good.
My allergies.
That is, yeah.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman. Also, every Tuesday after the Gap stream at 10 p.m. Central, Game Crimes, we stream something weird. Tonight we're streaming Magical Poppin' on SNES.
Oh.
Yeah, you just gotta come watch it.
Sick. Awesome. Well, golly, I guess until next week. Keep it dicey.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.